Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Gaza Strip. A Hamas leader says that Jews will soon be expelled from all of Israel. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Mahmoud Zahar, a Hamas leader in the Gaza Strip, says that the Jews of Israel, Palestine as he referred to the Jewish nation, will be soon expelled from the land the same way they were expelled out of France, Russia, and Germany in the past. Zahar said that the only nation that received the Jews after they were expelled from the European nations was the Islamic nation, which protected them. Zahar claimed that the Jews were expelled in the past because they betrayed, stole, and corrupted the countries, and that the Palestinians, with their blood, can liberate their lands and holy sites in all of Palestine. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The declaration by a Hamas terrorist leader that the Jews will soon be expelled from their nation of Israel is an echo of the prophetic scenario that's found in Bible prophecy for the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Mahmoud Zahar, a Hamas terrorist leader, has in the past called for the Jews to be expelled from their land and nation of Israel. Now the Islamic terrorist leader says that in the near future, the Jews will indeed be put out of the land that they claim as a Jewish state. Zahar has called for all Palestinian factions to unite and, if need be, shed their blood to liberate what they call Palestine, which they say is all of Israel. And then they can go to Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem to pray. This report is evidence that the end of times prophetic scenario found in the Bible is very close to fulfillment. The ancient Jewish prophets, Ezekiel, Malachi, and Obadiah, all pre-wrote history on this matter and foretold of the Edomites, the descendants of Esau, the Palestinians of today, trying to rid the world of the Jewish people, the descendants of Jacob, twin brother of Esau. Malachi wrote that the Edomites, the Palestinians, would return to rebuild. That's Malachi chapter 1. Ezekiel wrote that these people, the Palestinians, would kill the Jews and take their land. That's Ezekiel 35. Obadiah revealed that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict would only be resolved when the Messiah, Jesus Christ, returns to the earth. That's Obadiah, verses 15 to 18. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...